Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild.
Welcome
and
back. Before we get on to the story that Dana was talking about, another hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Speaking of Mexico,
what is that up to now?
We're now into the Greek alphabet. After slamming into the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, so Cancun got hit again, Tropical Storm Zeta is heading toward the Gulf Coast. It's supposed to make landfall just east of New Orleans, and residents are bracing for its impact. Zeta made landfall in the Yucatan Peninsula north of Tulum, Mexico, as a Category 1, bringing heavy rain, possible storm surge to a region struck by Delta just 3 weeks ago. Hurricane warnings for the storm extend from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the border of Mississippi and Alabama. Now, before you think, okay, we already went through the A through Z names that we have at the
We've
Hurricane
been through
Center.
Alpha and Zeta.
And now we're at Zeta. Where do we go after the Zeta in the Greek alphabet? I talked to Brian Busby today.
Okay.
And I said, what do we go to next? And he said, au contraire, mon frère, Zeta in the Greek alphabet is actually in the middle of their alphabet.
Which makes as much sense as mud.
Right, but next will be Eta. If there's another hurricane, it'll be Hurricane Eta. And he said, we're only about halfway through the Greek alphabet, so there are plenty more to go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, here's this story from, who's this from?
It's all over.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution, so you know it's true. Mm-hmm. So you've cast your ballot early, wanting to miss the expected lines at polling places on November 3rd, but now let's say you have a change of heart. Perhaps you've heard something about the person you voted for that you just don't like. Maybe you think you should have considered other factors in your voting decision. Call it buyer's remorse. But you're pretty much stuck with that first choice. Unless you live in one of seven states, then you may have an out. One of Google's top search topics after last week's final presidential debate was, can I change my vote? According to voting laws in Connecticut, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Note three major swing states in there, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. If you change your mind on who you wish to vote for, you can have a do-over.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. If you are going to change your vote in Minnesota, for instance, you must do so by Tuesday. In Wisconsin, on the other hand, you are allowed up to three times, though officials say that doesn't happen very often. In the swing state of Pennsylvania, you can change your absentee ballot up to election day, but you must go in person if you want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts?
No.
I agree.
I wonder if these laws came about that you can change your vote shortly after the explosion of early voting. And lawmakers thought, okay, what if you early vote? What's the earliest you can vote, Scott?
I think early voting in some places started about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so let's say mid-October, early to mid-October, you vote, and then there is a late October surprise. So you cast your vote for candidate A, and then it comes out right before the election that candidate A
runs a drug cartel.
Runs a drug cartel and uses children to bag the heroin.
And test it.
You would be in a handful of states able to then somehow go back and change your vote.
Now,
logistically, this has to be a nightmare.
And it should be illegal. It's dumb. It is dumb. Your vote has been cast. Move on. It's not like if I go in and vote on Tuesday of next week and I start walking out and I'm like, you know,
right.
Nah, I'm going back in. I don't like my choice. You can't just walk up and go, you know what? I'd like my ballot back. I know you've already entered it in the computer. I know you've already sent it to the election office.
Look, Eunice, I changed my mind.
I need it. Really?
Just saying.
What if her name is Doris or Rose?
Or Viola?
We don't know. We don't know what her real name is. Maybe she's using a fake name. Here's a couple of questions I have about it.
Okay.
Number one, especially at a time where today, as of right now, according to CNN, there have been 45,600,000 mail-in ballots received in the United States. Okay. 20 million have done it in person early. Okay. So 65 million Americans have already voted early. And you decide one day, I'm having second thoughts. I'm going to go back and change my vote.
Mm-hmm.
How do they fish out from a pool of millions of votes? And I understand in some states it's not even a million yet. Some states don't even have a million people. I understand. But let's say you decide to change your vote in the state of New York or California, Texas. How do they fish out your one ballot from that pool, especially if it's a mail-in ballot where they don't count them until election day in most states, and then put in your new ballot? How do they make sure that they only count the second ballot and not discard the second ballot on accident and still count your first ballot?
It's a logistical nightmare.
It is. Here's my bigger and second question. Does it only pertain to President of the United States?
There's the question. What if I want to change my vote for
a judge?
City Council.
Whose decision I just came out in the newspaper this morning.
I don't agree.
And I don't like it. And I voted yes on all the judges to retain all the judges, and now I want to vote no on retaining him. Do you get to go back on a judge?
What about elections where the margin is razor thin? I mean, we've seen this up and down that ticket for all kinds of races.
Well, how would you know? Just by polls would be the only way. They don't release early tallies.
Well, but
I mean with
local races. If you were allowed to change your vote in a local race, could you? I don't like the idea of this close to the election people being able to change their mind.
I don't either. You cast your ballot. You cast it. You wanted it counted just like as if you had cast it on election day. Then sucks to be you.
People are curious about this. Searches on Google, okay? Google searches for can I change my vote are up 200% in the state of Florida. Why?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone knew you could, and now people are curious. Wait, what do you mean you could? Can I change my vote? Why would you change your vote? What has happened in the last week that would cause a 200% spike in people Googling, can I change my vote? The debate.
The debate is one, for sure.
60 minutes, I suppose, you could throw in there. It was Sunday right. night.
Yeah, one of the most watched television programs in America. The barnstorming that is going on between both camps.
Okay. Okay, so maybe you go to a rally and you're like, gosh, I thought I was going to vote for candidate A, but that rally really swayed me? Now I'm going to go back?
576-7798. In seven states, Missouri and Kansas aren't one of them, but maybe you think they should be. You have the right to go back and say, don't like my original vote. I'd like to have that one back if you don't mind. In most states, you don't have that right. but in seven you do. Should you be allowed to change your early vote?
And how close to the election?
And should it only be for president and vice president, or should you be able to say, you know what, it's my ballot, and I originally voted for this congressional candidate, and now I'm changing my mind. I want to vote for the other congressional candidate, or city council member, or tax initiative, and I want my ballot back. I say no. You can't change it on election day.
It's the risk you run voting early.
That's right. That's right.
The risk you run voting early is you can't change your vote.
Your election day was the day you put it in the mail or the day that you walked in and early voted at your church or community center or whatever. Whoa. What?
I don't know. I don't like it, but I don't know why I don't like it.
So you're open to the idea of changing your vote.
I'm not saying that.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Tell me why.
Street Boys. See what I did there?
Wow. Get out.
Yeah.
I need to get out. That was awful.
So bad.
We're talking about getting a mulligan on your vote in seven states in the United States. Three of them are the all-important states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. You can have a redo on your early or mail-in vote. And there are seven others. Somebody asked, are they all Republican-led states? No.
No.
It's a mix. Connecticut, Mississippi.
Here's what I don't understand, and this is not political. I don't understand why either candidate would be throwing this out there. One of the candidates tweeted over the weekend.
You just gave it away.
This is trending because people want to change their vote to me. And I said to Scott off the air, how would you know that? As a candidate, I wouldn't want people trending on Google with 200% increase. How do I change my vote? You don't know which way the people searching for that would go if they, in fact, go through whatever process you have to go through to change your vote.
576-7798. Why is this allowed? I'm being serious. I am adamantly opposed to this idea. Your voting day was the day you cast your vote. If you decided to go early for whatever reason, I don't want to bother with the lines. Concerned about COVID, don't want to deal with it, just want to get it over with so I can stop paying attention, fine. But the day you walk in an early vote or the day you put your ballot in the mail is your voting day. You don't get to redo your vote on election day. Why should you be special? And it's a hassle. It's a pain in the neck. And what if you just want to change your vote on a judge or a city council member?
It's an awful lot of work to go through.
You know?
I can think of a handful of cases where this would happen, and it's a small number of cases.
I can't think of one.
Oh, I can. Judge Persky, do you remember that name, that let the Stanford rapist go?
Yep.
Because, quote, he didn't want one mistake to ruin his life.
Shouldn't have voted early then.
Well, with a case like that, and that judge was recalled in the next election cycle, I'm just pointing that out as one reason why thousands of people would want to change their vote.
There are ways to remedy these things after the election itself, Judge Persky being a prime example. Let's say it is a president. Let's say we find out that one of the presidents, right before the election, the big October surprise is what we were talking about earlier. That guy's running a drug cartel and putting backpacks of heroin on the backs of kids. Well, guess what? If he ends up getting elected, you impeach him as soon as it's over.
And I feel like the reason in higher office that doesn't come into play, Scott, is because all of the candidates at that level, at the federal level, okay, have so many people on their staff working on opposition research, trying to dig up these things,
sure,
that if there was something huge out there with all of the money being poured in to these election, during this election cycle, would they not have found it by now?
I'm going to be honest. The lack of a really good October surprise this year is kind of disappointing. I'm going to be honest.
Need better researchers do that?
Well, I don't know, but I've been sitting on the edge of my seat just waiting up every morning.
Waiting for some email scandal.
This is the day. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning and turned on the news, the cable news. I'm like, okay, this is the day we're going to get a good old fashioned October surprise, and nothing. Nothing. I am so disappointed in these two campaigns. Try harder, guys. Come on. Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
I'll say the election ain't here yet, bud.
I know. We got I got 7 days to hope.
So, I don't know which way to swing on this, and I am going to vote early. As soon as I go park this truck, I'm going to go vote today. But in the rare opportunity, I am actually kind of with Dana on something. I think they should do it by maybe a case by case basis. Like if something big does happen, then say, hey, if you want to change your vote, if you voted for this person, but.
Well, hang on, Jacob. I see your train of thought here, and I understand where you're going. Who gets to decide, well, that's a big enough October surprise that we're going to reopen
right.
This thing?
Yeah, and, oh, hell. I got to go.
Okay, bye.
What happened? I got to go.
I think he just parked his truck.
In the wrong spot, apparently.
Shelly in Kansas City. Hello, Shelly.
So I truly was on the fence thinking I was going to vote for Biden, but the more
we don't mention names on the show, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
but
all
the
right.
If I would have already voted, say I was supposed to have surgery and I was not going to be able to vote, had I already voted, I would be so disappointed at this point. I would change my.
Are you in Kansas or Missouri, Shelley?
Missouri.
Okay.
Are you talking about the Hunter Biden garbage?
I'm just talking about him saying the other candidate's name. He doesn't even know he's running again. And
I understand where you're going, and I'm not sitting here trying to defend anyone. Do you understand where that came from?
But we've seen the cognitive decline, and I guess I...
Well, that's... I don't know that that's true, but do you know why he said George?
I don't know why.
He was doing an interview with George Lopez.
I know, but what I'm saying is he is talking about who he's running against, and then he says he's running for Senate, and then he says he's running, like, it just seems like he's really gone downhill, and he really just doesn't, I don't know. I just don't think I could vote for him, and if I'd already voted for him, I probably would have changed it, or seen if I could.
Okay. All right.
We don't want to have discussion about cognitive impairment in these two candidates.
Because
talk about it for hours.
Nobody on this show is in any position of diagnosing somebody like that. It's unfair. I mean, we're not doing this, because then the other side could say plenty of things against the other guy too.
Correct.
I'm not going to engage in this. 576-7798. Week away from election 2020. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock next Tuesday night here on your election headquarters, KMBZ. We're back, gang. Here's a story that broke late last evening. And we were going to try to get it on at the last second, but there just wasn't enough time. Story here from Gary Bedour at the Kansas City Star. The total capacity for Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball games at 16,300-seat Allen Fieldhouse this season is being lowered to 1,500 fans per game, according to athletics director Jeff Long.
That's not even enough for one student section.
That's less than 10%. Long said KU has allotted approximately 850 tickets per game for Williams Education Fund donors. Read that, the rich people. With the rest going to faculty and staff, students, coaches, families, and players, guests, and visiting teams. So half of the tickets, more than half of the tickets, are going to rich people in Kansas City and Lawrence. It's true.
Okay.
If you're a member of the Williams Education Fund,
yeah,
you're rich.
You have to donate a lot of money to be part of that club. That is true.
The athletic department will be changing from a season ticket to a single game ticket model this season. This change, Long said in an email to fans, will allow us to maximize the number of fans that can attend each game and provide ultimate flexibility in the ever-changing world of COVID-19. Long said each Williams Fund donor will be provided a specific date and time to purchase tickets based on their membership level and priority points. Membership level translates into how much did you give?
Yeah. It's gold, silver, or platinum.
Donor, is it really?
No.
Oh. Donors at the Hall of Fame and champion level can order 6 tickets per game.
It's crimson, blue, or you're so rich, we don't even know what to call it.
And we're going to give it to you free. Long said single game tickets will be adjusted based on the opponent and seating location within Allen Fieldhouse. Parking will be free on a first come, first served basis.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I want to go online and buy one ticket, will some of those tickets be released? They always leak out to these third party vendors for stupid amounts of money. Can you release those tickets? Like, so if I'm a Williams Fund person, can I throw them out on StubHub for $1,000 and then someone can go to a game?
Do you need another $1,000?
No.
Why don't you just sell them for face value, Richie Rich?
I'm just asking.
Because she could get $1,000 for them because they're only letting 1,500 people in?
Correct.
True.
The prices are going to be enormous if, in fact, they are allowed to go into that secondary market.
As a graduate of the University of Kansas, I certainly have a obligation and a right to argue this. Shame on KU, as usual, when it comes to basketball tickets.
You cannot shut down and shut out your biggest supporters and donors. I'd love to live in a world where they said only students can come.
I'm not saying only students.
But you know how the economics of Division I sports works.
I know. But only 650. And now before you get all, you know, well, they're allowing 650, not you, but just everybody. Before you say, well, they're allowing 650 tickets for students. No. Read that again. The rest of the tickets, after 850, are allotted to the rich people.
Faculty, staff,
students, coaches, families, and player guests and visiting teams. So the visiting team gets a handful of tickets for their players.
Sure.
Okay. The players all get, if I'm not mistaken, it used to be 4.
Well, but I doubt that comes into play this season, and here's why. Do you really think people are going to be hopping on airplanes and flying across the country to go watch a basketball game this year in a pandemic year? I think before when they all got 4 tickets, maybe mom or grandma or dad fly in for the game. Maybe we'll see that this season. I don't know that the players will take up the bulk of that allotment. I just don't, Scott.
I think if your kid's playing for KU, they'd...
You can watch it on ESPN.
Well, true.
I don't know.
I just wish the students would be given a little bit more preference than they're getting. I think that sucks.
Everything about being in, well, let me take that back. I don't want to say everything about being in college right now sucks, but there are a lot of things that are not ideal right now, and this is just another one of them.
I know, but it just doesn't seem, I mean, you know, I know, life isn't fair,
you know,
Scott.
The last big event I went to?
What was that?
In my phone, when you scroll back and you find where life was normal, one of the last big events I went to with my oldest son was a game at Allen Fieldhouse. And it was right before the you-know-what hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
We're smiling there with 17,000 people. We had the best time.
I did go to a Chiefs game 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but this was a packed Allen Fieldhouse.
Arrowhead was not packed.
Well, and the student section brings a big element to watching games.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up, Sam. Thank you. Are they going to let the band in? I mean, one of the.
It's so weird without a band.
One of the experience enhancers, if you will, of a college basketball game in Lawrence is the band.
Let me tweet KU.
And the fact that whole building is just vibrating because both student sections are just lighting it up.
Mm. 576-7798. I'm not going to argue whether this is fair or not, but somebody writes in, so you're telling me the average student's not going to be allowed to go?
I they're going to have to come up with some kind of lottery that's probably not camping out. You can't camp out and social distance.
Yeah.
How do they choose the students who get to go?
Yeah. William's fun guy who just got a ticket. Do you have a son or daughter that goes to school here? Because we're going to set them up too. We're going to give them first offer.
They're going to have to come up with an equitable way to pass these out to the kids. And it cannot be camping out because you can't camp out in a pandemic.
No. So you're saying a lottery?
It has to be.
Man. 576-7798. KU is going to have 1,500 fans allowed into Allen Fieldhouse during the upcoming season. 850 of them are what are called Williams Education Fund members. Don't let the name trick you. That just means rich donors.
It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
And they operate, because I know, the donations flood through the third floor of the Alumni Center. How do you know, Scott?
Because I used to work there. Still the case.
Well, it was. It may not be. In the early 90s, everything flowed through the third floor, almost impossible to get to, of the Alumni Center. All those donations came in there. Now, granted, there were probably plenty of other places where calls were going out. Hey, this is Susan over at KU. How's everything going? Saw you graduate in 1994. Was wondering if you'd like to donate to the university. Yeah, I do. It's called taxes.
Ooh, interesting idea on the text line. Give juniors and seniors first priority.
Now, there's an idea.
I like that. As the mother of a junior, I like that.
Of course you do.
I'm going to tweet KU now. The juniors should be given priority.
I'm going to tweet them right now. Only seniors. They're getting ready to leave. Let them enjoy their final year at KU. 576-7798. What do y'all think about that? What's an equitable way? Or maybe it doesn't need to be equitable. Maybe money talks, people walk into Allen Fieldhouse.
Is anything in Division I sports equitable?
No.
No. Nothing about that is equitable. Nothing.
And how do they choose which William Fund members get? Is it whoever donates the most?
No, it's going to be a formula.
Well, I don't know, Dana.
I will text some friends. I have friends who happen to be donors, and I will ask.
Because Long said, and I love how they word these things, so they don't say money. Long said each Williams Fund donor will be provided a specific date and time to purchase tickets based on their membership level. Now, what does membership level mean? It sure as hell doesn't mean how long you've been donating.
No, it does not.
It means how much you've been donating.
Because I have a friend who was a 30-year donor, and do you remember they changed the system a few years ago?
On the seating?
On the seating.
Yeah.
And it did not matter if you had been donating 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, or more, and there were some ruffled feathers over that.
The fat cats go up front, yeah, the skinny cats go in the back.
We would like to invite you into a new tier.
Which happens to be 15 rows up.
From where you were last season.
Correct.
We'd like to invite you to a new tier.
Welcome to your new tier.
A more scenic view.
Further away from Bill.
576-7798. 576-7798. Your thoughts on this? To be rich. Be rich in Lawrence. Must be nice. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't
We are discussing
anyway.
The new ticket policy at KU for the basketball games. Keep in mind, Allen Fieldhouse fits comfortably, 16,300. It's not comfortable. But it is Allen Fieldhouse, and there's a lot of history in there, and that's okay. This season, they're allowing 1,500, so less than 10%. 850 of those tickets per game are going to go to Williams Fund Education members, donors. And the other 650 will be split up between students, faculty, coaches, guests, players, guests, and the opposing team. From the text line, good point. And the telephone number here, if you'd like to get on the air, is 576-7798. 7128 writes in, I think to get a basketball ticket at KU, you should be forced to watch a football game first to qualify.
Wow.
Let's go to Brianna in Overland Park. Hello, Brianna.
Hello.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you very much. It's yours.
So I just wanted to call and talk about what happened when I received that email yesterday. So I've been a Williams Education Fund donor of only $300 per year for about the last 10 years, and also season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. So my level is like 2,800 out of I don't know how many donors that they have, but we'll say that they have 3,500. So that's a really low number. So I called my rep immediately, and I was like, I don't see myself at all getting the opportunity for a single ticket. Or if I did, it would be for a game that wasn't in the conference, right?
Right, right.
And so
the Australian All-Stars.
Right, right. So as much as I hated saying it, I said, can I just get a refund for all four of my tickets for this year? Because they didn't even offer that as an option. They said you can roll it into next year, or you can you know, keep it in your account to use for single tickets. And I was like, no, I don't want to do any of that. Can I just get a refund? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
But so, are you still going to be able to hold on to your season tickets, assuming they play full crowd next season after this coming?
So I'll still have the capability of bidding for my seat again.
Yeah.
Because I don't pay enough or have enough points to get same seat preference.
Yeah.
So it'll probably just be, I'm guessing, the same exact situation or scenario as it always has been for every year for me. So, yeah.
So you're not the platinum member that gets to sit next to Bill?
No, not at all. That, and that's why I wanted to call in, because, you know, there are people who do donate, but it's
right.
Not very much.
Right. Do you know what I do, Brianna? I send two of them to school there this year, and I get my license plate renewed every year. That's what I do. So you do more than I do.
Well, I mean, tuition's a lot, too.
Amen. Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, take care, Brianna. Take care.
All right.
Let's go to 576-7798. Let's go to Robert in Nebraska. Hello, Robert.
How's it going?
We're doing well. Thank you very much.
So I just kind of caught the last bit of this segment. I honestly think that you guys should be happy that you are allowed to go to a sporting event.
Sure.
Instead of having to pay thousands of dollars, if not more, to have cardboard cutouts.
It's a good point, Robert, because when you watch football now, is it not super weird to watch the other teams in stadiums where they're still not allowing fans? Now that we've seen
the Big Ten is not allowing
fans.
Yeah,
now that we've
games.
Seen what it can sound like and look like with some fans at Arrowhead, I think it's so weird to watch other teams now where it's just silent.
Yes, it is very weird.
I agree.
Are
it's
you,
Nebraska,
are you a
players.
Nebraska fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Go Big Red, brother.
You know, I was at Robert, a high school game last Friday, and we are allotted like two tickets or something like that per player or cheerleader. And I told you this, Scott, there was no band.
I bet that was weird.
It is so weird to watch and depressing to watch a high school football game with no band. They didn't even.
They have cheerleaders?
Yes, all wearing masks, all 6 feet apart. You know, boo, boo, boo. And
what did they say?
You know, it is what it is. But I wish they could bring the band back, because in between plays, it's
pretty quiet, isn't it?
It's just you can hear a pin drop. So if you're one of those parents that yells at the ref, you're blind out there, ref, you can hear it all the way across the field.
Oh, so the first time ever you can justify being a complete jerk of a parent in the stands.
Well, I would say you would not be able to justify it, because everyone can hear it.
Well, but in the past, you could be going, are you blind?
Right. And no one really hears it.
The ref never hears
right.
that. I mean, what are you yelling at?
Yeah, yourself.
But now the ref might actually be able to hear it.
I hope KU allows the band, because you can still be in the band and wear a mask.
I'm sorry?
Well, I guess if you play the tuba, no. But
or any other instrument.
Drums. We have drums.
So we're just going to have drums?
And
What other instrument would... The
violins.
The violin. I don't ever see a violin in the KU band.
Harps.
Never seen one.
I'm totally on board for a drum line, by the way.
Amen. I love the drum line. Drums and violins.
Did you say harp again?
Yeah.
I think I heard that.
Because at KU, nothing says, let's go get them, like a good old-fashioned harp. I mean, I'm up on my feet. I'm like, yes! Go!
Go, harp! Go, go you KU! Harp player!
Go!
Man, that harp's really lighting it up.
That harp is rocking it.
Just crushing it. My God, I've never been so excited. They're really going to win. They're going to win tonight.
Can you play in a band wearing a mask?
No, you cannot play.
Why can't they just cut a hole out?
Then what's the point in the mask?
Well, you're... I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
If you have a hole in your mask...
Well, you're blowing into that thing. You're blowing into the mouthpiece.
Right?
So you're not really... I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't that kind of defeat the purpose of even...
No, look at this. Local school board. Well, that's delightful.
Rock. Chalk. K. U.
Dun, 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 dun.
Go, dun. Fight, win. Go, fight, win.
Listen to this. Local school band orders special face masks for students, which allows them to play music comfortably. Look, the flute has a mask protector over the flute part of the flute.
And after your breath goes into the instrument and through the
you
instrument,
blow it right. on the student
next to you. That's right. And they get COVID.
I love it. We can still wear the masks at all times, and the mouthpiece of their instruments just slips through the little slit. Each mask was designed for a specific instrument, which allows students to play music comfortably.
You know what it's going to sound like if they have to wear a mask?
I think it sounds great.
Go fight, win, KU. You go get them, Hawks.
I think they should just have the one, like, harp guy out there. It would be hilarious. What is he doing?
Winning.
Winning it, harp.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.